Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy 4th of July. This is Angela Joy. I hope that you all can hear me loud and clear. It is a great day. Indeed, it is. Happy to be a part of what God is doing with PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, and our founder, Randy Chandler, and the prophet Randy Chandler. Thank God for being a part of the vision that God has given him to go forth and do great and mighty works in the earth today. So I'm glad we've got some callers on, and I hope you have experienced a great day today. I have. I'm right down to the wire. They're outside my driveway setting off fireworks and all kinds of stuff is going on out there. And so, I've had a busy day. I'm sure maybe you all have had one as well, but I'm just glad that, you know, I was able to make it in tonight, you know. Hadn't been on for a little while with my schedule, kind of not been able to get on and do ministry. But I am glad to be on tonight. I count it an honor and a privilege to be able to stand in agreement with the people of God and to believe for what God wants to do in your life. You know, it's important. And I was thinking they're setting fireworks off in the heavenlies. Hallelujah. Don't you know that God's got fireworks going off in the heavenlies for you? He's exploding some things in your life. He's changing some things in your life. He's rearranging some things in your life. And he's setting the atmosphere for victory. He's setting the atmosphere for an explosion that will put things in place. You know, a lot of times explosions are not necessarily negative events. There are explosions that put things in place. I remember, you know, when I was living in Orlando, and I remember they filmed a movie there, and can't remember now what the name of it was, but I remember they blew up a building so that they could use it. Well, the city of Orlando was going to blow up the building anyway. And just so happened that I guess whoever was directing the movie found out that there was a building planned for explosion in the area, and they wanted to include it in the movie as a part of their scene to show some explosion. And the demolition team went in, and they set everything in order for this building to be blown up and be exploded. And so what happened was, as a result, things that needed to take place because this building had to explode were put in order and put in place. And it would never have taken place had not the explosion taken place. So I'm here to prophetically speak over you tonight to say be ready and don't be in a negative mindset when you see explosions going off in your life. Hallelujah. The devil might want you to think that, oh, it's falling down, it's falling apart, it's negative. Hey, let me tell you, when God does things and he explodes things for you, it's to set things in order so they can fall properly in their place. Don't tell me my God is not a God who knows how to orchestrate and set things in order when it looks like they need to be out of order or natural they would be out of order. Oh, no. Be encouraged tonight. I don't know where you are. I don't know what time zone you're in. I'm in the Eastern time zone, and so right about now it's 10:06. You could be in California, which means you're 3 hours behind me. You could be in Central Time, which means you're an hour behind me, or Mountain Time, I believe, is 2 hours. But let me tell you, whatever time zone you're in, God knows exactly how to locate you. And I'm encouraging you tonight, whenever you see things look as if they're exploding, know that God is in control, and he never loses control. And he's the same today, yesterday, today, and forever. And you be encouraged in that. Hallelujah. You be encouraged to know that you serve a God who's always in control. Even when it looks like things are out of control, God always has his hand on the situation when we submit and we come under his authority. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know if it has something to do with the 4th of July, but I'm telling you tonight, I'm fired up a little bit. Hallelujah. Maybe it's because I haven't been on here in a little while, but I am fired up. I thought, well, when Prophet Randy asked me to come on, you know, a couple days ago, or maybe it was yesterday, I can't even remember, I was thinking, well, maybe I'm going to be a little bit tired because, excuse me, I cooked all this food. I cooked basically everything. Except, well, my son did grill, but I had seasoned everything, but I cooked about 4 or 5 side dishes to go with it. And so, excuse me, I did it a little bit throughout the week. Get me some water here. So I wouldn't be overloaded on one day because I work, you know, Monday through Friday, like 3:30 in the afternoon until like 2 a.m. in the morning. And so, you know, I get up a little late. But I did it, and I got it in place. But I don't know what's going on. I'm not tired. I'm energetic. I don't know if it's the fireworks they're doing outside my window here. You might be able to hear some of it. I've got neighbors in the back shooting off. I got my kids out front shooting off. And, hey, we had an explosion going on up in here. So God has an explosion going on up in your life. Believe it. Believe and receive that no matter what it looks like, God is a God who is never out of control. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, I was going to just share a few scriptures with you. And I was going to tell you about something that happened to me as a testimony and an encouragement to you to let you know that don't ever, you know, worry about situations that you seem like you don't have control over. Know that God is a good God, and he is faithful, and he is watching over you. So be encouraged tonight. It's July the 4th, 2021. Hallelujah. 2021. Can you believe that? We're already over halfway done with this year. And the last 2 years, you know, the year and a half, I would say, been kind of a little blur because of all the things that have been going on. But I'm here tonight to let you know, let the fireworks go off in your life and give God glory. Just like when people see those fireworks out there and they're like, yay, look at that. See that? Oh, my goodness, isn't that something else? Well, my God, when God starts doing something in your life, and even when you can't see it, just say, ooh, my, God's doing something in my life. Glory be to God. Ooh, girls and guys out there, I don't know what's going on with me, but I am encouraged. You know, I'm really encouraged because, you know, the devil would have had another picture painted if he had had control. Or if I had looked at the picture he was trying to paint, instead of walking by what the word says, we walk by faith and not by sight. So I've made a decision to try to keep my eyes off of what the devil was trying to construct and paint and have a picture of, and I tried to just continue to focus on the fact that I'm to walk by faith and not by sight. I'm not to be moved by what I see with my natural eye. And that's going to bring me to a story that I'm going to tell you all right after I play this song, The Goodness of God, because let me tell you, I know about the goodness of God, and I'm sure you do too. There are some things that have happened. There are some things that you're going through that you know it was nothing but the hand of God. So, saints, God's children tonight, hallelujah, be encouraged because we serve a good God.
I've been held in your head from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, for I will sing of the goodness of God. My
For me and to me, because hey, you know, he's been faithful all of my days. You know, how many of you all can say that all my life he has been faithful? And all my life he has been so, so good, yes. And every day I know he loves me. That's the kind of God that I serve. That's the kind of God that I serve. Because all my life he has been faithful. All my life he has been good. All my life he has been faithful. So how many know that he has always been good? And so be encouraged. Be encouraged. Bear with me for a minute here. I got an interruption. We got the grandkids over here, and, you know, we got fireworks going on. And so, but anyway, I just want to encourage you that in spite of what it looks like, you know, I was looking, and I've, you know, I just want to tell you that last week I heard this scripture three times in one day. So I knew God was speaking to me. And so I just want to encourage you to let you know that when God is repeating himself to you, he is showing or trying to show you something or trying to speak to you about something that maybe we haven't listened attentively to. And so I think there was, you know, some situations and some things going on in my life that I was not attentive to. I wasn't listening to. And so it was like God was really trying to get my attention. And I had a few things, you know, happen during the week. And then something happened on a particular day. And I heard the scripture, I think it was right after the situation happened. And it was James. And I'm going to read it to you. And not only did I just hear the scripture or someone say the scripture, I heard three different ministers, because that particular day I was in church three different times. It was last Sunday. Three different times at three different services, I heard the exact same thing. And it was James 1-4. And so I'm going to just read it. And starting with verse 1, it says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations. So I'm reading from the King James Version. And it says, know this, you know, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. We need to, first of all, remember what was first given to us as instruction. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. When temptation comes, when situations come, count it all joy, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience, and this is what really jumped out at me, but let patience have her perfect work, glory. Let patience. Here, patience is referred to as her, female. Let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And I could go into a little bit more information about the way that was written in some studies and things that were said, but we're going to leave it right here because of the sake of time. But the thing I really want to focus in on is the fact that we need to let patience have its perfect work. And, you know, I don't know if you've heard, and I'm sure you have, you know, I've heard people say, and old people used to tell me, you know, if you didn't learn your lesson the first time, you're going to have to repeat that thing over and over again until you get an understanding of you don't need to be doing this, or that doesn't need to be handled that way. Because why? I didn't learn the first time. I didn't let through patience have its perfect work in me, obviously, because it wasn't perfected at that point for me to understand that this is the way it needs to be, and this is the way it happened, and I got to deal with it, and I got to let it go. But let it have its perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. When we realize that when it's done, we know it is complete, and we will want of nothing. And if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and unbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Hallelujah. How many of you all have had situations that you just know that I just didn't have patience in that situation, or I'm going through this situation because this situation or these situations because I didn't learn the first time. I didn't let patience have its perfect work in me, and I'm trying to do something in my own strength, not letting God use this to show me what I need and what not need and not do. So be conscious, be sensitive to what God is speaking to you in seasons and times. And along with that, I just want to tell you a little, a brief thing that happened to me that I want to kind of throw out there. You know, about maybe a week and a half ago, I'm trying to remember what day it was, but anyway, I was in bed. I was kind of nodding in and out throughout the night, and around 4:15 in the morning, I heard like something kind of like what I'm hearing tonight, firecrackers. It sounded as if firecrackers were going off. And I thought to myself, well, it's not the 4th of July, and, you know, people around here do tend to shoot things off, you know. But, you know, I thought, well, 4:30, around 4:15, you know, who's shooting off firecrackers out in the street in front of my house? And I'm thinking, this is kind of weird. So I just kind of was like, there for like a minute or two, and then I heard like a crash, and I happened, you know, I couldn't see, it was dark, but I looked out of the window, and I kind of saw branches, and I had spoken to my neighbors on the other side of a wooded lot that I live near, a wooded lot, and their neighbors on the other side of the wooded lot, and I asked them about the wooded lot and who owned the wooded lot. Because there is a dead tree, a pine tree that reaches very, very, very high up in the sky. And I had mentioned to them that tree is dead and one day it's going to fall. And I'm just praying it does not fall in my direction. And, you know, if it falls in the woods, it'll be okay. If it falls across the road, we're going to be out of power for a while. And if it falls in the other direction, it's toward my house. And so I was thinking, oh, wow. I said, well, that tree finally fell. I couldn't see. It was dark. I said, well, it finally fell. Well, I said, but my tree is the one that's lying in, you know, on the side of my house, like parts of my tree. So I was like, well, what happened? So I got up the next morning, and I looked outside. Well, I looked out the window and walked outside, and what had happened, it was my tree. I have a pecan tree in my yard, and it's pretty large. And it has been raining here pretty regularly. And during the winter, we had 3 weeks of rain solid. And so things are kind of soaked and, then it started raining again, like at least a few days a week. And so I guess, but it was a weird place where it broke. And it broke. So I'm looking at, you know, about 2-3 feet from my house, there's this huge part of the tree, very nice size. And I happened to look at it, you know, investigated a little bit, and I thought, wow, there are branches here that are attached to the part that fell that are almost as large as part it was trying to support. So, in other words, the part that was supporting it was not very, wasn't much smaller than the parts that were attached. And on those were other branches attached with pecans, you know, starting to bud. And I thought to myself, I'm like, wow, that was more than that part of the tree could handle. So it broke. It wasn't designed to carry that kind of weight that was almost equal in size to what it was, so it broke. And I felt the Spirit of the Lord say to me, there are many of my people that are not built or designed to carry the weight that's attached to them. They didn't even have involvement in some of these things being attached to them. They just were attached either by relationships, by marriage, by children, by other circumstances that they didn't have any control over. That particular part of that tree, which was nice size, that had these other parts of the tree attached to it that were becoming nice size, that tree didn't have, or that part of the tree, or the tree itself, didn't have any authority over those things being attached to it. They just happened that way because that's what happens with certain things. And so it was almost like God was saying, I am ready to allow a breaking of things off of my people if they would just not resist the breaking. Because that tree didn't have any say, really. Once it began to break, it broke. But we do, and sometimes we try to interfere with what God wants to break off of us because we weren't designed to carry some of the things that we are attempting to carry. And like I said, some of these things that are attached to us, we didn't necessarily go and bring them into our lives. They just came with the territory, so to speak. So it was almost like, you know, he was speaking to me that a pruning is going to begin, and a pruning of my people. And, you know, with pruning, you know, you break stuff off, you cut stuff off, and new growth, new life, you know, on that pecan tree, there will be new leaves and new growth in that, you know, that will come because that tree was pruned in that area, and so it allows for new growth and an expansion. God is ready to break stuff and expand you. Hallelujah. I believe it by the Spirit of God. I feel like he spoke that to me, that he's ready to do an expansion of growth in your life, and just be ready to receive what he has to give you. And a lot of things, you know, he spoke a lot of things to me about that. I looked at the tree. There were buddings of pecans coming on, and it's really funny is that I'm next to a wooded lot, so there are like so many squirrels. So rarely do I ever get to partake of the fruit of that tree. Why? Because they come in and steal it or take it, you know, before I even get a chance to taste of it, you know. And by the time, you know, well, as soon as they start to get green, and I don't know how many of you all know about pecans, but, you know, they get green, and then that's when it's soft enough for the squirrels to come in and start to take what they want. And they, let me tell you, they raid the tree. So by the time that the tree should be bearing full fruit, I don't get any. So it was almost like the Spirit of the Lord saying to me, he says, why carry extra weight when you're not going to even benefit from the fruit that you're carrying? This fruit that's, you know, this stuff that's attached to you is bearing stuff that you're not going to even be able to take part of because the devil, the scavenger, the one who steals is gonna come in there and snatch it, and you will have been weighted down all those years carrying stuff that you won't even benefit from. Let it go. Let it go. I feel the Spirit of the Lord says, let it go. Whatever you can let go, just say, God, break it off of me and break it off of me now. I am ready to receive whatever you have for me, and I don't want to carry on any unnecessary burdens. I don't want to carry. I don't care how it came. Maybe I'm not responsible for it being attached to me, but whatever you want to break off of me, God, break it off. And so, Lord, we just thank you tonight that everyone listening to this will be encouraged to know that we're in a season where God is pruning and he is making room for new things to come forth in your life. There is a pruning that's taking place. And he spoke to me. I felt the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and says, I'm doing a pruning in your life. And, you know, that thing fell about 2 feet from my house, you know, and, excuse me, about three and a half years ago, I had lightning strike my house. It came down through the overhang hang, right in the almost the same spot where the limb fell. It came through the overhang, hit the air conditioning system, and blew it up. And so right where the branches were lying, I could look up and see the burned mark from where lightning came through. And I'm like, Lord, what are you saying to me? And he says, basically, I'm saying that you are under my shadow. And no matter what the enemy tries to do, I'm covering you. So don't be discouraged when things start to happen. Just know that you made it out. Because why? Your relationship and your connection with God, your covenant with God allowed you to be protected. You're under Psalms 91. You're under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. Don't worry about what happened. Don't worry about why it happened. Don't worry about what could have happened. Know that you know what happened, and it was that your God was in control, and he was watching over you, and he was calling the final shot, not the enemy. Hallelujah. Be encouraged tonight. Be encouraged. Let it break. Let them go. They want to go, let them go. It needs to break. Break it on off, God, so I can have room for what you're bringing to me. You're making room for something. You're causing me to be in preparation. Excuse me, y'all. For preparation for what's up the road. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. My God, he is an awesome God. And know that the fiery trials, they're not here but to take you out, but it's working some patience in our lives. It's giving us the injection we need to wait on the Lord, and he will renew us. It's giving us the stamina to stay still, if there's such a thing, but to be in place and know that God is in control, and we don't have to fear. We don't have to fear anything. We don't have to fear man. We don't have to fear circumstances. We don't have to fear what the economy looks back like or who's in the White House or who's not in the White House. All we need to know is who's in this house, the house that we have. Have we opened it up for him to dwell in there? Have we opened it up for the Lord to take residence? That's the real house we need to be consumed with. So hallelujah. He's our rescuer. He's our deliverer. He is our ever-present help in time of trouble. And so I walked away from that situation of the fallen tree and the debris everywhere. Let me tell you how God used it. So there's a man who lives across the street from me. He and his wife and a little boy. Well, I don't even know. I don't think it's his wife. She told me she wasn't his wife. But anyway, regardless. And so he just was all grumpy. He hardly ever speaks, you know, and he seems like he has some issues going on, you know. And so I was like, Lord, I don't even know, you know, this man, I see him out on the porch smoking a cigarette, and, you know, sometimes he may look like he want to acknowledge that he sees me, and sometimes he doesn't. It's just really weird. But it was so strange, or it wasn't strange, but whatever. He saw the tree down. He saw me out there looking at the tree, investigating the situation, and he looked over at me. He says, hey, you know, I see your tree broke That was a strange place for it to break. It's way up there in the top. I don't know how that could have broken. I said, well, yeah, it is pretty interesting how that broke. I said, I heard it, like, you know, this cracking like 4:15 in the morning. I thought it was firecrackers. I'm thinking, who's out there in my yard in front of my house setting off firecrackers? It's not even the 4th of July. And he says, well, yeah, he said, that was that branch cracking. And I said, yeah, I need to find out how I'm going to get this taken care of. He says, guess what? I got a saw. I'm going to come over there, and I'm going to cut those branches off. I said, well, wow. He says, I don't have one to cut the large part off. He says, but I can cut those small branches off. And my grandson was over here, who's 11, and his son is, I think, 10 or 11. So he cut them, and they pulled them out to the side of the road, and the trash man came and got them, few days later. And, I said, wow, this man doesn't even talk to me. But he came over here, and he cut up this tree thing for me. And I said, well, my other son said, well, you can just leave the stump. We'll cut it up and use it maybe for wood. I'm thinking, well, I don't know if I can burn pecan tree wood in my fireplace, but whatever. So I says, well, it's okay. The wooded lot is right next door. We'll just roll it over there to the edge of the wooded lot. And, hey, that's it. So it was done, and it was great. And I was like, Lord, look who you used. I said, I know people who I know them personally, and they are supposedly in some sort of relationship with me. I didn't get one call from anybody saying, I will help, or I'll find somebody to help you. I had people say they knew people and, gave me some information. But, I mean, it was almost like God said, I'll use whoever I want to use. Don't think I can't use somebody that you think I won't use, because I will. And so he used this man who never really even speaks to me, who's grumpy and hollering at his little boy all the time, and the dogs and the cat and anything that comes across his path. But this is the man he sent across the street to clear my tree, my yard of tree limbs. My God, tell me we don't serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. And on top of that, it was like God was saying, I will send help. I will send help in the time of need. I will send help. Not based on your connections and who you know and who you don't know. I will pick who I want. And so it was like, God, what a testimony. And from that day forward, he's been a little bit more friendly. And I gave him a gift card, and he was upset about that. He was like, that's what neighbors do. They're supposed to help. You don't need to give me anything. And I was like, wow, God, I know a Christian family who lives on the other side of the wooded lot. They didn't say a word to me. The man across the street who I have walked in some sort of, I'll be honest with you, it makes me a little nervous because he kind of stares at me. He was the one that God used to do what was needed to be done. Don't count people out. Don't count God out on how he's going to rectify the situation, how he's going to determine how this situation will be worked out. Let God handle it. I mean, there were so many things that God showed me about that tree. And then later on, it was my birthday on July 1st. And so, I had family over, and we had a good time. I took time off from work. Well, it was on a Thursday, but I got a couple extra hours off from work during that time, and the family came over, and we had, a nice little time. And that broken tree limb was the backdrop and the prop used in the pictures, because it's a wooded lot, and it's really a nice wooded lot if you like pictures with nature and stuff. So we did that. Those pictures came out awesome by using the broken tree limb that was meant for evil, that God used it for good in my life. Good so that he could show me how a neighbor could help that I never thought would. Good that I could use it to use as a prop to show the beauty of God in nature in with my family pictures. For good. We don't ever know. I mean, you might think, oh, that's kind of just simple joy. It doesn't even really, matter, Angela Joy, that's just nothing. Oh, it means a lot to me. It means that God takes note of the very simple things that we count as nothing, and he uses it to glorify himself in our lives. Hallelujah. I'm just almost like, God, wow. But anyway, guys, I'm going to play a song, and I'm going to be back with you. I think I have a number I'm going to be looking for. So I have a message. But anyway, I will play this song. I'll be right back with you. And, you know, God's my rescuer. Keep that in mind. He's yours too.
Here I was, empty-handed, crying out from the pit of my despair. There you were, in the shadow, holding out your hand, you made me there. And now
into our lives, and we live a life that glorifies and honors Him. You know, God's going to be right there for us. He's going to be with us through the fiery trials. He's going to be working out patience in and through us with the situations that we go through. You know, I could have just pitched a fit. I could have just acted like a little crybaby and carried on when I looked out of my window the next morning and saw branches all over the yard and side of the house and, you know, how am I going to, you know, hey, you know, I'm limited as far as the resources I have, you know, finding people to do things for me, but God's not limited. And so instead of me, you know, I didn't have a fit. I just somehow figured, you know, God's got something in store for me, and he began to speak to me. He's going to speak to you all. He's going to give you an answer, and be encouraged. No, he will give you an answer. For whatever you need an answer for, God's going to give you an answer. Be encouraged, and know that God is in control. So I just want to thank God for you tonight. I want to pray over you all. I want to let you know if you are calling in, or maybe you're listening by computer, or maybe you haven't, you know, just happened upon us tonight. When you dial in, you need to press 1, and that way I will see a little symbol that will show me that you're in need of me standing in prayer and speaking with you on the phone, and I'll be happy to do that. And also, I just want to thank God for the ministry teams that come on, you know, to minister the word and encourage you all and myself as well, you know, throughout the week, and, you know, Prophet Randy Monday through Thursday. So, you know, I know God is doing something here. He's always doing something. So I just bless God for his faithfulness to us and as we stay faithful to him. So, Father God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the people that you have brought on this line tonight. I know, God, there's nothing that I can do. There's nothing I can say. I don't have any, you know, any special powers except for what comes through God and what he shows me to do and what he shows me to say, you know. And I just pray in faith and believe that, you know, as long as we're in agreement, we can see things happen. Hallelujah. So thank you, God, for tonight. Thank you for the 4th of July, 2021. And we give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise. If you are listening by radio, if you are listening and by computer or some other means and you want to call in, that number also is 319-527-6027. All right, so that's 319-527-6027. All right, I'm Angela Joy, and I'm going to go ahead and start with the first caller. Let's see. Bear with me. I'm going to start here. I got a message. And let me just click on 605-617. Is this Donna?
It is. Hi, Angela. How are you?
I'm good, Donna. And how are you?
Good. I'm great. Thank you. Just staying in tonight.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, well, good. That's good. You know, when you got on or while when I saw the message, I just, you know, somehow it just went along with the theme of what I've been talking about tonight. I felt like kind of you're just right there. You know, I felt that. I don't know. I mean, I heard that, you know, there's mm-hmm. some things going on that are, you know, they're kind of, I wouldn't say like really so much. It could be fiery, but it's a fire that, you know, is not out of control. You know, there are fires that are contained, and there are fires that are wild. And I feel that, you know, the Lord is saying there's a containment with your fire, and that even though things are popping off and things are maybe a little fireworks here and there, it's a contained fire. It's not one that's going to have its free will and that it's just going to be a wildfire. And so, God, I just thank you, Lord, for Donna. I thank her for her being encouraged in the relationship that she has with you, to know there's nothing that's out of control that you can't control. There's no situations that are going on that that you are not. I see the eye of. I saw an eye, and an eye watching, very watchful of you, very watchful, an eye. And so, Lord, we thank you for that. You are always in her. She's always in your view. Your eyes are upon her, and you are walking in a place that God will show you and direct you, because his eye is on you. He's eyeing you, and I don't know what that means, Donna, but he's eyeing you. He's eyeing you, that eye, that ever-seeing eye. So, Lord, we thank you for Donna tonight, and we just thank you for her encouragement in the word of the Lord, in the word of the Lord, and the place that she has in you of knowing she is secure in your in her position with you. So we thank you, and we give you praise. So what's going on, Donna?
Well, I'd like to meet someone. I'd like to get married at some point. I'm 67. Mm-hmm. I've never been married. I'd like to do it before I pass on one day. And,
okay.
And then also I'd like to somehow create more money in my life so I can go traveling and do things and help my nieces and nephews. And, yeah, so these two things I'm asking God to bring in for me.
Okay, and I can say, Donna, my empathy probably doesn't mean a hill of beans, but I do understand and I do empathize with what you're saying to a certain degree, and, you know, that's just so cool what you say, because almost what you said is kind of like what I would like to do as well, and so that's just, that really kind of touched me. Because I've been having some conversations with God about that. I've had some conversations. We'll just say I've had some conversations with God about that. Yes, I have. The two specific things that you mentioned. Yes, I have. And so I am very empathetic. And, Lord, I know what my sister is experiencing to a certain degree. So, Lord, we just thank you tonight, Lord, as Donna has made her request known. And Donna, I know it's not the first time you've made it known. And so it brings me to mind of something I heard today. And I was wondering how God was going to have me fit this into the show tonight, because I heard it earlier today. And I was going to go that way, but I wasn't led to go that way. But I knew when God, you know how you hear something and how something is highlighted, and you think, ooh, that's been highlighted. But why was that highlighted? Because I didn't actually get to go to physical service today. We'd had physical service for a long time. I mean, COVID kept us out for a while, but we've been back in the building for a while. And but with this particular church, they are very well equipped to do virtual ministry because they were doing it anyway before COVID even started. So today I did the virtual, and it was the minister, he, you know, wasn't the regular minister or main minister, but he said something, and it stuck with me about consistency in prayer. And I said, Lord, I know that is so important. And so I just felt when you said that, Donna, I just, that leaped in me and my spirit brought me right back to where I was this morning around 11:15 a.m. when I was listening to that word about consistency in prayer. And he made mention of, that I have a few. Well, of course, I know he mentioned about the woman and the unjust judge or something. And he mentioned about how, you know, like, well, just basically being consistent. Like, you just keep knocking. You just keep asking. You just keep believing. You keep knowing that if I knock long enough and if I ask long enough and you believe that it is the will of God, you will receive. And God is looking at, my God, thank you. Maybe that's why I saw the eye. God is watching. My God, Donna. God is watching. I just sent to tell you. That's why I saw the eye. That's why I didn't say anything about consistency in prayer or anything earlier until you mentioned that. What you said is that God is watching. He is eyeing you. My God, you and your consistency in asking. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Your asking in faith. Believing to receive. He is watching. He is eyeing you, Donna. Hallelujah. Because he wants you to know
that he is checking out the situation. He's checking you out in your consistency. How much faith do you really have in me, Donna? Do you really think I can get these things done, Donna? Do you really think that I'm the God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all the things that you... How much do you have faith in my word, Donna? How much do you think you can ask and I'll give, Donna? I'm eyeing you. I'm eyeing the situation. I'm eyeing the circumstance because I want you to know, Donna, I'm watching you. And I want you to use the word to get the answer you need. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we just thank you for our dear, precious sister tonight, Donna. And we thank you, Lord, that her asking and her believing and her continuing to knock will not be in vain. And God, you know, there's nothing wrong with her wanting to have, you know, a mate. You know, I believe, except in some circumstances and some situations, maybe, you know, people have been called not to marry. But in most cases, God would be pleased that you have someone. Of course, Paul had a whole different view about some of this. Yes, he did. But I know that back in the garden, God created man, and then he got a woman. Hallelujah. Why? Because he said it was not good for man to be alone. So I don't think there's anything wrong with you asking. And I just believe as you continue to press in, Donna, hallelujah, we just speak the blessings of God over her tonight. We thank you for the windows of heaven opening up tonight, that the Lord will give her and will begin to illuminate her path, that she will walk right into the place of connection on the divine path that you have for her for a purpose. She will meet purpose. Hallelujah. On the path, we thank you, Lord, that she will walk and she will meet purpose on the divine path that you are illuminating for her to walk on to receive the fullness of what you have for her. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. We give you the glory and the honor. We thank you in Jesus' name. And be encouraged, Donna. Don't give up. Mm-hmm. Don't be steadfast in your faith. And know with an assurance that I ask, I believe, and I will receive, because God is placing me on a path to walk right straight into the purpose of what he has for me in this situation. So we just thank God tonight, Donna, and I'm so glad you called in.
Oh, I am too. That was amazing. Yeah, I'm going to always remember that God's looking at me, and so I have to.
Yes.
Yeah, he will well. Definitely.
Jesus, hallelujah. That just got me all excited because now I'm going to have to do the same thing.
Yep, exactly, yes.
And you know what, Donna, it's interesting because I will have to actually admit that I have been very, I've wavered a lot in that area. Because I have been married before, so that makes it a little bit different. I've been married before, and because I've been married before, I've wavered a little in that. Because
I want
the real will of God for me. And I've had people approach me. I've had people, you know, I remember years ago, I was in a service, and a man approached me. He's a prophet and pretty well known in our little area, and known to be a man who is, you know, walks with God. I mean, nothing flaky about him or anything, you know. And I remember him walking up to me, and he said to me, he said, God wants to give you a husband. Well, you know, excuse me, I had been married before, and he knew who my husband was, and my husband still is. He's not my husband, but he still is a pastor. And he knew him. And I'm thinking, you know, and it was after, you know, it was a very hurtful situation that involved, and I'll just say it out, adultery.
That's hurtful. Yeah.
Yeah. After, you know, I'm just going to lay it all out
time for you all to hear tonight. You know, after 28 years of marriage.
Wow.
And, yeah, 28 years of marriage. And this particular prophet, I think he knew of the situation. And so it was a very hurtful situation, and it was one I was willing to work with. Can you believe that, y'all? Hey, I was willing to work with this man. I was willing to let bygones be bygones as much as I could do. Maybe God knew another story, you know. Maybe I wasn't going to be able to. I don't know. But as far as I could see, I was going to work with this person. I was going to forgive, and I was going to go on. We had three sons. And, you know, a lot invested. We had a ministry. I had moved away from Orlando, the town that I was born and raised in, and I was raised also on the outskirts in a little town for a number of years. But I was willing, you know, I was willing to take everything and leave with him to go to this place that I am right now, in this very small area compared to where I came from. I gave up everything, y'all. I don't think I've ever said this before. I've never made any kind of confession or thought too much in depth about this. But, yeah, I sacrificed everything for this relationship. And I moved like Sarah followed Abraham into an unknown land with people I didn't know. Georgia was so different from what I was experiencing in Florida, in Orlando. I gave up everything. I followed him. And when I got here, the tables turned completely. And I was lost. I was abandoned. I was abused. I'm just going to tell y'all tonight. I was physically, mentally, and emotionally abused by this man. And he was a pastor. And he is. And I was willing to say, God, I will lay it all down and I will stay in this relationship if I believe you will make it right. He divorced me. Even though he was the one who had committed adultery, he divorced me. And so when this man approached me and said, God wants to give you a husband, I was like, he says, and God says that He knows that you're perfectly fine with him, with God, just you and him. He says, and if when God sends this person, don't run him off. So I will have to say, Donna, I have wavered many years about, you know, I've had the best life since, I'm going to tell you. I have not ever experienced the peace that I've had over the last, 8 or 9 years being alone. Mm-hmm. Me and God, me and Jesus. I mean, it's been a little bumpy because there were people on the sidelines who were waiting for me to be kicked out on the street and not have a home because I couldn't support myself, they thought, but God showed up and he did creative miracles for me where I never lost my house. I never went without food. I flourished. In a season when they thought I would die? Wow, you're just pulling some stuff out of me tonight, Don. I've never said. So I wavered. But I believe God is saying for you tonight, Donna, if you waver not in your faith toward the things that you've asked God for, you can count it done. In Jesus' name.
Oh, that gives me so much strength, yeah, to hear those words. It really does. Yeah.
Do not waver in your faith because you're not asking anything that that is displeasing to God.
No.
He would be pleased to give you a person who could walk through life with you and share in the things of God. There's nothing wrong with that. So don't be moved. Don't waver in your faith. Believe God to give you the desires of your heart as well as his. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Beautiful. I feel like, wow, Donna, you pulled a lot of stuff.
I have never said, oh gosh, but I am so happy now, and I'm happy for you, Donna,
because
I believe God is going to give you. What now?
You healed. That's why. You're happy because
yes.
You healed from all that, you know, and forgiven and everything. That's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I always felt like, you know, I don't really have much choice but to forgive because God is far more important to me than any man or any situation or circumstance. And I'm going to live my life to please him and not man. It's not about what happened. It's not about who did what. It's about what God wants to do with me. And because I'm the one who's going to have to stand before God and give an account. You know,
uh-huh.
And I can't put it on somebody else and say, well, I didn't do it because such and such did that, and I didn't do it because this didn't. No, God is going to look me right there in the face, and he's going to say, you know, like, hey, this is about you. It's not about somebody else. And I want everybody to get that tonight. You better let go of some things that are attached to you tonight that's keeping you from walking into the place that God has called you to do because of somebody else and what they did to you. Let it go. As I was talking about those branches and that tree limb that broke off in my yard that was way more weight than that part of the tree could carry, that's why it broke. And it's gone. Let it go. Let it go. There are things that we are sometimes trying to carry that we have not been designed to carry. So we thank you, Lord, as the, my God, as the Spirit of God goes forth over these, this line tonight, in these airways tonight, and begin to shake loose some stuff. Break it off. Shake up some stuff that's holding fruit that they'll never eat. There were some pecans on that tree that I was never going to be able to eat because the squirrels were going to get it anyway. There was no need for me to be that tree to be carrying something. It could never. It was really not beneficial. Hallelujah. Don't let stuff be attached to you that's not beneficial. Not for you, not for the kingdom, not for anybody. Hallelujah. Oh, Donna, you got me all worked up, girl.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Well, I hope you're encouraged. I hope you're encouraged.
Very encouraged, definitely. Yes. Yes.
Okay,
and,
Donna. I bared my soul.
Well, thank you for sharing.
It's
beautiful.
It's funny because I can look back and it doesn't even affect me anymore. I'm thinking, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. God, you are so awesome. Yes, yes, yes. All right, Dawn, is there anything else I can pray with you about?
Well, that my housing appointment will go well. I'm on housing. You know, I'm low income. And
mm-hmm.
I'm having an appointment July 14th on the phone. I sent in all my paperwork. Will I pass, you know, that I pass the housing and, you know, that I get my apartment for another year and everything?
Okay. Donna, what part of the country are you in?
I'm in Santa Barbara, California.
Okay. All right. Well, and so that's, yeah, you're like 3 hours behind me. All right. Well, we just thank God. Lord, we just thank you for tonight that everything that Donna is in need of, including housing, that, Lord, you have
yes.
your hand on that situation. And, Lord, you are working it out. And, Lord, we just thank you for benefits and blessings. Benefits and blessings are attached to obedience. And that's what I hear. Benefits and blessings are attached to obedience. And so I don't know what that means. But, Lord, we just thank you for it, and there are benefits and blessings for Donna because she knows that as she walks in the way of the Lord, as she obeys, she will receive the benefits and the blessings that God has for her. And we thank you for working this situation out, this appointment, this housing situation. We thank you for doing it and just letting her know that when you do it, God, she'll just know, wow, there's nothing that I can't ask my God to do for me, and he won't do. It'll be just like something just clicks in her,
when you work these things out for her, that she'll know, oh, boy, I tell you, I serve an almighty God. So we just thank you for it, and we thank you for it in advance. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Angela.
Amen. You are so welcome, Donna. I'm so glad I had a chance to talk to you. So you just be
Me
encouraged,
too.
And we just be looking for your breakthrough. Just look for the situation.
Okay.
You know, just start looking with expectations. You know.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do that.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Donna, so much, and we look forward to talking
thank
to you.
You
again sometime. And you have a great week.
Yeah. Thank you. You
All
too.
Right.
Bye.
Thank you. All right. Good night.
Night.
Amen. God is good. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Okay, we're gonna move right along. I was trying to keep track of numbers, and I got this pen here, and doesn't look like it wants to work. Anyway, we're gonna move on. Let me go back up here. I hope everybody's having a good night. I tell you, the Spirit of God is just causing me to, it's like, I don't know, just get loose tonight. Let's get loose tonight. Let's get loose tonight. Mm. All right, let's go to 954-580. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hello, good evening.
Hello.
You're speaking with Carolyn, Jamaica.
Hi, Carolyn from Jamaica. How are you tonight?
I'm good,
Carolyn.
Thank you.
I'm glad. Are you in the path of that storm?
Yes. It has crossed over north of the island, and we were parts of the island were affected.
So it's already crossed.
I don't know the extent of the damage.
Oh,
yes.
You know
it
what?
Should be north of us heading to Cuba now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about it until someone said to me today. They said there was it a hurricane or just a tropical storm?
Tropical storm.
But it was pretty bad.
It has caused flooding.
Flooding
in
mm-hmm.
parts of the
okay.
island. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know anything about it until someone said, you know, Wednesday a hurricane is supposed to come through southeast Georgia or parts of or a storm or something. I say, really? So I've been kind of like
mm-hmm.
out of touch. Literally, I've been out of touch. I mean, so many things have happened in the last couple of weeks I don't know anything about. I've been totally out of touch. I've been like in a cocoon. So anyway, okay, all right, Carolyn. So at least it's already passed through your area. So praise God. Well, we just pray
mm-hmm.
for the people that received any kind of damage. We just thank the Lord for helping with that situation and getting them on track. So Lord, tonight we just thank you for Carolyn. And we just thank you for the things that you are doing in her life, Lord. We just thank you for showing yourself faithful. I just feel like, you know, God has shown himself to be faithful to you, Carolyn. And it's almost something like I said to the previous caller, on some things that I've ministered tonight, you know, different trials and circumstances that we go through, and that how, you know, patience is so important, and how God wants to work through that and develop our patience. And it's almost like God is wanting you to understand that the faithfulness of God remains. It doesn't change. It's from season to season, from day to day. He is faithful. It doesn't matter what kind of crisis we might be in. And so you have understood the faithfulness of God. You've understood how he's walked with you and he's strengthened you at times when you felt like you were weak and you could not go on, but somehow God like gave you an injection And it was because of your faith in the faithfulness of God. So I just feel like speaking that over you tonight, Lord, the supernatural, continue with the supernatural injection that she will get and receive to know that you are faithfulness, her faithfulness to you will interact with your faithfulness to her, and it will cause her, like, to move in a place that she has not been able to move to because she's going to be consistent with her faith in the faithfulness of God. Her faith connected with the faithfulness of God is going to be, I see something like a tarpoon. What's a tarpoon? Tarpoon. What is a tarpoon? That word just came, tarpoon. I felt like the faithfulness of God connected with your faithfulness to him and interacting is going to cause a power to just boom, right out there where it needs to be for you to, like, opening up places and spaces for you because your connection with him and your faith with him already being faithful is going to take you some places and give you an injection to keep going in the faithfulness that you have for God. So, Lord, we thank you tonight for Caroline. We thank you for the faithfulness that she has experienced with you and the things that she's gone through, that she has seen the hand of God and given her an injection to keep going. We thank you as she continues to connect that it will be like a tarpoon and send her into a whole new place in you. We give you glory tonight as you strengthen her and encourage her and let her know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all she could ever ask or think because she has connected with you in faith, in the spirit realm for power. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. God has indeed been faithful. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Where she is weak, God, you are strong. Hallelujah. And in her weakness, you are made strong. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Anything you would like specific prayer for, my sister?
Yes, thank you. I would like prayer for a medical procedure I have tomorrow. Asking that the Lord will just perfect everything surrounding it.
Okay.
And by God's grace, it will proceed uneventful. Amen.
Amen.
Driving to the hospital, just cover pray for that because I don't know the extent of any damage and in regard to this tropical storm that just passed. So I'm just putting everything in the hands of the Lord. Yeah.
Amen. 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 And you know what? He knew about your situation before the situation with anything ever happened. And so, Lord, we just thank you.
Amen.
Because you're in control. You know about things before we even know about things. And you knew about this procedure even before the situation with the storm. And so, Lord, we thank you for orchestrating everything that needs to be orchestrated to benefit Caroline and that she will walk with perfect peace knowing that she is in relationship and connection with the Father who is over all things. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, as you, I don't know what kind of procedure or how extensive it is, but, Lord, whoever is involved with the procedure, from the doctors to the nurses to technicians or whatever, blood work, everything, God, we thank you, Lord, that you, Lord, will touch each individual that's connected with her to make sure the procedure goes the way it needs to go. In Jesus' name, in spite of anything that might appear to be a disruption or thrown anything off, we don't know.
even if it doesn't even go as what she expects it to go. We thank you, God, it's going the way you want it to go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Right.
You are in control in spite of what it might look like and what we expect it to do, or we expect the outcome, or however you want it to work it out. We know who's in really in control is you. So, Lord, we thank you that however it goes, you are in control, and she's the best. Her benefits and her blessings are attached because of her relationship of walking in faith with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. My God,
hallelujah.
That's the benefits and the blessings of her faithfulness by believing by faith that her faith with your faith is enough to get the job done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory
hallelujah.
Be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's benefits and blessings with walking in the faithfulness and with the faith that God has given you. There are benefits and blessings attached, my sister, and we believe, God, for every bit of it that belongs to you to come into your possession in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Is there anything else I can pray with you about, Caroline?
Yes, one more thing. I started a financial venture, and I would just like to commit in the hands of the Lord that it will be a successful one, and God will just be at the head and just take control of my finances, and whichever area that he wants me to invest, he'll grant unto me the financial insight into how to proceed.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay, so you're talking about making some type of financial investment?
Yes, I started
okay.
one recently, and I just want, and I'm thinking of doing more, so I just want to commit everything in the hands of the Lord, that God would grant me the wisdom and that they will
okay.
go well. Amen.
Okay, God. Well, God, you hear a petition, and you know exactly what's on her heart. I will say, as you were talking, I heard highlight. So I'm going to say that, Lord, we thank you for illuminating what it is that she needs to know. You know, like when you read something or you see something and, you know, how we take a yellow marker and we highlight it. I saw, like, highlighting
mm-hmm.
like that. So, like, when you see something that I'm believing by faith, God will highlight it for you, like you took it and highlighted it, so that you could remember that particular name or thing. And so, Lord, we thank you right now for highlighting what she needs to know. Hallelujah. And we know that when something is highlighted, it's something to get our attention for so that we remember it and that we will not forget it, or that it's important that we remember this particular thing. So thank you for highlighting what she needs to go know in involvement with investments and in her financial arena. You will highlight it for her, and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you so much for calling in. Good talking to you again. I hadn't been on for a
while.
You're
welcome.
I thank God for his people, and you're such a blessing, Carolyn. So thank you again. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Everybody out there, let's pray for Jamaica and for the, you said it's headed toward Cuba?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And let's pray for those who are in the path of the storm and, you know, for the protection of God. All right. Well, stay safe, stay blessed, and we'll be talking with you hopefully again soon.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. All right. Good night. Amen. Amen. We're going to move on down. We're going to, let's
910-709. This is Angela Joy, and how can I assist you tonight? I feel like I'm doing my call center voice. My call center voice. How can I assist you tonight? All right.
Hi, Angela. This is Sylvia. This is Sylvia from North Carolina. How are you?
I'm doing great, Sylvia. Sylvia, when I got on there, I was like, this is Angela Joy, and how will I be able to assist you tonight? Part of my job, y'all. I get on there and, how may I assist you tonight? I don't say tonight. I just say, how may I assist you? And then they give me the reason that they call, and I'm sitting there praying like, oh, God, please don't let it be any major situation. And I'm just, it's not, you know who I am. So anyway, praise God. Well, so great to have you, Sylvia. You see, this woman is crazy.
Thank you.
So good to have you on. Praise God. Let's just pray for you. Father, we just thank you for Sylvia. We thank you that the joy of the Lord is her strength. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is her strength. And Lord, in spite of what the enemy has tried to do to try to zap her of her strength, my God, it's not in her anyway. Devil, you're just a liar. It's in God. And she's discovered that. So you can't zap something that doesn't really belong to her, and you definitely can't zap something that belongs to God, because you don't have authority and you don't have power in that area. Hallelujah. But my God, because she's not relying on the strength of the arm of the flesh, she's relying on the strength of God. You can do all the zapping you want to do. It won't work, because she's going to go right back to the source, because she knows who her source is. And so, Lord, we just thank you tonight as she begins to laugh. I feel like God says laugh, laugh, laugh and rejoice, laugh and rejoice, laugh and rejoice. Be encouraged, laugh and rejoice. I heard laughter in your voice. Laugh and rejoice. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. Laugh and rejoice. Sing the songs of Zion. Know who your God is and stand firm, and I will rejoice, I will rejoice, I will rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. So we just speak that over Sylvia tonight, and we thank you, Lord, for everything that has looked wacky. My God, just laugh and say, I will rejoice in the Lord, who is my strength, and we give you glory tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Sylvia. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great.
Amen.
I just need a prayer. Yes. And that I can actually feel that strength. I used to call in and I, wouldn't feel well. But lately I've been gaining. God has, stepping me up in the strength area. And I'm doing much
Amen.
Better. Yes. And I just wanted prayer over an open door that I believe God has opened, and I will be leaving on Friday with another minister,
with
pastor.
Mm-hmm. So it's for ministry?
Yes.
Amen. 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 And see, Sylvia, as I was praying, it was almost like, you really confirmed what I was seeing. It's almost like God was saying to me, because you are where you are today and right now, moving past whatever the enemy tried to sabotage, that
mm-hmm.
you knew where your help came from. You knew that what was your source. You knew that God was your source. And because of that, the enemy, tried to zap you and this and that and blah, say, blah, say, but what it is that you knew it didn't belong to you anyway, that whatever you had need of belonged to the Lord, and the joy of the Lord is your strength, and he can zap all he wants to, but he can't zap God. there's
Amen.
Nothing he can do
yes.
about God, and so once we roll it on over to
you know, to the place it needs to be, on the shoulders of the Lord or the hands of God, you know, the enemy has to back off because he understands, I realize they know where their help comes from. They really know who their source is. They are not trying to conjure up something and trying to, you know, make something happen. No, they know where their help is. But, Lord, we just thank you as you continue to strengthen her and give her the peace that she needs. And, Lord, we thank you for the open door, and we thank you for it because it's a testimony of something the enemy didn't want to happen. Hallelujah. He thought he could stop it, sabotage her, cut her short, get her off somewhere where she couldn't move forward. And God, the devil is a liar. Thank you, God. We glorify you. We honor you. We give you all the praise because you are putting the devil to shame. And we thank you for this door and the other doors that will open. And I see you standing at a door, and I see there are things behind the door that are just bright and beautiful and other things. You know, it's like you're going through a door, but there's another door, and there's a series of places and things that God wants to do because the light's way down the road, and God's calling you to the light, but it's way down the road, but he's calling you, so that means you got to continue to progress and go forward because, you know, that's where he's calling you to. It didn't stop at the door. There are other things behind that door. So, God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, as I see it's brightness, and you're on this side, and there's brightness on the other side, and he's saying, yeah, come on down, there's more enlightenment, there's more things that I'm going to spotlight for you, there's more things that I'm going to enlighten you to. I'm doing a thing in you, and I've got other stuff planned for you, so don't think this is something that's just going to happen. No, there's some other things that are going to happen, and you just continue to know that you can walk with an assurance that the peace of God, the love of God, the strength of God, and everything you need in God is waiting for you to take you to where he's taking you to. It's all in the source. Hallelujah. We just give God the glory. We give him the honor, and we give him the praise for what he's doing in Sylvia's life, as she's a living testimony to the goodness of God. A living testimony. You're not just going through the motions, but you're a living testimony. My God, there are people going through the motions, but how many are living the testimony of God? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Hallelujah.
That's exciting. I'm happy for you, Sylvia. God is a good God.
Thank you for praying for him. Yes, he is.
Oh, you are more than welcome. Yes. And y'all pray for me. I mean, man, I unleashed some things out here tonight that I had never said before. I was like, but you know what? I have such a freedom now in Christ. There's just a freedom. You know, it's like, I don't care what happened. I don't care who knows.
That's true. It's
because God is such an awesome, awesome God that I want people to know that it doesn't matter where you came from, it doesn't matter where you've been or what you've done, but God is a God who loves and forgives, and he's in covenant, and when you're in covenant with him, you can always walk knowing that God is taking care of everything that concerneth you. Because
Amen.
You are concerned with him. So, Lord, I just sent such a freedom tonight. It's almost like I keep thinking about that branch that I was talking about, how it broke off. It was like God was telling me, I'm breaking stuff off of you. You know why? Because I've got new places, new people, new relationships, new circumstances that I want to come forth in your life. That's why I'm breaking some stuff off, and there's freedom when that stuff's off of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, I don't want to start on
Amen.
That. I'm just really excited. I'm excited about what I'm feeling tonight. I'm excited about what I'm feeling.
That's great.
I really am. Such a freedom, such a liberty in Christ. Hallelujah. Don't let anybody put y'all out there, any of y'all out there,
folks trying to put you in bondage, you know, you might need to make a U-turn and go another direction. You don't need anybody putting y'all in bondage. If they try to legalize you and bind you up, then you need to unloose yourself and move on somewhere else. Hallelujah. I don't know who needed to hear that, but that just happened to come out of my mouth. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All right, Sylvia. Well, it's good to talk to you. Anything
well,
else?
You too. No, that's it. And I thank you for praying
all
for
right.
me.
You
yeah,
are welcome.
Have a blessed night.
Good to been hearing from you. All right. You have a blessed one too. All right.
You
we'll
too.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Amen. Amen. Moving on down the line. Y'all, I'm in rare form tonight. Let me just move on down here to, I think the next one is 251 342. And who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello? Well, let's try it again. All right.
Hello. Latrice from Alabama.
Hello, Latrice. Hello, Latrice. How are we tonight?
It is well in spite of. It's still good.
It's still good. You know what? It's still good, Latrice. It's still good. Well, amen. Amen. Hallelujah, bullshit. I heard the word sonic boom. I don't know what it means. Sonic boom. Ha. Sonic boom. What was that I say about the sonic boom? That's what you create in the atmosphere. Hallelujah, Latrice, when you pray is a sonic boom.
Thank you, Lord.
My God, a sonic boom. You know, I'm going to, hey, guess what? We're going to use Google tonight because I know, sonic boom. When have I ever said anything about a sonic boom? Oh, my God. You know, that's got to do with the heavenlies. My God, a sonic boom. You're sending off a sonic boom. My God. Well, you know what? I don't know. We got to see what. Well, I'm not using my normal computer, so let's see. Let me just try something. What is a sonic boom, y'all? Somebody help me. What in the world? I just saw a cartoon. I was like, wait a minute. You know, where did I get this word from? What? Oh, it was a game? Oh, my God. Tell you, Jesus, my God. All right, a sonic boom. Ooh, okay, okay. A sonic boom occurs when an object traveling through, my God, it says a sonic boom occurs when an object traveling through the air, your prayers, is flying through the air faster than the speed of sound. My God, you're reaching heaven, girl, and you are doing it at a rate of a sonic boom. Glory. That is too exciting, Glutrice. That means that you are moving. My God. And you know what? As you send it out, my God, it's coming back at the same rate of speed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Ha! It's a boomerang.
Glory to your name, God.
It's a boomerang effect. Ha!
Go, God.
My God, it's a boomer. My God, it's a woo! That is powerful, Latrice.
Thank you, Lord.
That is powerful. My
thank
God,
you, Lord.
It says, occurs with it when an object traveling, your words are objects. You know there are life and death in the power of the tongue. Traveling through the air is faster than the speed of sound. As quickly
my
as you
Lord.
Send it up, it's coming back in a boomerang effect in the
Lord
name me. Of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Expect a quick
return
God.
Of what you sent out, Latrice. Expect of the speed
Thank
of
you,
a
Lord.
Sonic boom. My God, as soon as it reaches heaven, my God, expect a reply in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Woo, glory
Lord.
Be to
yeah.
God.
Thank
what
you, Lord.
Sonic, I'm like, God, you're somebody. You're some awesome tonight, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Patrice, how are you tonight?
It is well, believing God, no matter what it looks like. Can't go by what I see. I'm going on what he said, and it is
Amen.
Well.
Amen.
It
Thank is
you,
well.
Lord.
You have any particular prayer requests?
I do. I have two. Actually, would like for you to agree as touching regarding some unspoken prayers for manifestation. I believe God that it'll be soon. I'm expecting God to move, and I'm coming. I'm before the Lord regarding my schooling to make it through the semester, pass the semester, and my clinical. I want God to, as I walk into this nursing home, that every manner of sickness and disease be cast into the pit from which it came. And that the
Amen.
People can be delivered and set free and sent home who believe that it can be done. And
Amen.
I like Rhea's touching with me that as Amen. I stay aligned in the word, that God will work on my shadow. That
Amen. Amen.
In the past. And
Amen.
That, you know, that's it. I believe
Thank
that it
Jesus.
Can be done. It is so, and so shall it be. In Jesus' name. And I know that he's well able to do it, do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think. I'm looking for and I'm expecting the miracles, the signs, and wonders to follow me in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen. I just feel like the Lord, and we are in agreement with what she is asking. I am in agreement that it move, things be moved into place, people be healed, things will fall into place the way they need to concerning her prayers for her specifics with her career. Moves and school and, you know, her desire for ministry and for the manifestation of miracles to take place. We are in agreement. Huh? My God,
Thank
you,
that's Lord.
What the Church of God is about. That's what the Church of
Thank
Christ
you, Lord.
Is about, to expect those things to happen.
Thank you, Lord.
We're to walk. That's the kind of mindset we're to dwell in. You know, any other mindset would be less than what kingdom mindset is. If you're looking
Hallelujah.
At it any other way than the way it should be according to the word, you're not walking in kingdom mindset. So we're in agreement with kingdom mindset, and I believe the word that came forth is in relationship with how God wants to move in those situations. Sonic boom, ha, make a sheet of about. That was a word. I don't know
Thank
nothing. I went up there and saw a cartoon. I had to search definition, and it told us that it moved faster than the speed of sound. Hallelujah. That
Thank you, Lord.
The speed of sound, Latrice. Speed of sound. It's like,
Thank
okay, when I, speak, when I speak the word, it's already there before I can even get it out of my mouth. It's
Hallelujah.
Already. You see what I'm saying, how that connected?
Oh, yeah.
You're asking God, saying, you know, hey, the speed of sound. Speed of sound is relation to speech. our prayers, what we say, what are we talking about? Hey, it's moving at the rate of that's a sonic. You're sending off a sonic boom, and you can expect a reply in the same way you sent it.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. He's already told you. Dwell on the fact that it's like a sonic boom I've sent off, and I'm expecting it
Thank
to come back
Lord.
As quickly as it came out of my mouth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Didn't know what
Thank
your petitions
you.
Were. God knew. He wants you to walk
yeah.
in the faith realm to, because what you're asking for are things that a lot of people in church aren't asking for. They're not asking for no shadow to heal nobody. They're about how they're going to, you know, get the next paycheck or, you know, can you, you know, they ain't worried about nobody being healed.
Thank you, Lord.
My God. But God wants
Do
you to
it.
Know he's concerned about what you're praying for because it's not just selfish. It's not a selfish thing. You want the kingdom of God to rise up and walk in the
things
Thank of
God. You, Lord. Hallelujah.
So he wants you to know the heavenlies are involved with this. The sea, air is the heavenlies. That's what the definition included, air. Air is the heavenlies.
Thank you, Lord.
It's the heavenlies. Your words are hitting the air, which go into the heavenlies. Sound,
speed. Yeah.
God spoke already, sister. He wants you to grab hold of what you heard and just remind him that you know that he knows what he's talking about.
Thank you, Lord.
God, you already spoke on it, and I'm taking you at your word. You know what you were saying to me, and I'm going to operate in a way that I'm going to operate like I know what you were saying to me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going to operate like I believe you were speaking to me, and that was with faith, and that you move in lightning speed, in the speed of sound. You move in my life, in my situations, in my prayer requests, in the things that I'm petitioning you for. You move just that quick. Do you know God says he knows things before we even say them? He knows before we even speak the word.
Thank you, Lord.
He's letting
That's
you know
it.
I'm moving just that quick in your life when you believe me to do
God.
It. All
Thank you, Lord.
It's the faith to believe that God will do it.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
God. It's a done deal.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. He wants you to know I'll move just that quick because I know before you even open your mouth to say it, I already know.
Thank you, Lord.
I move that fast because I'm God.
So God.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Y'all just fired me up tonight. Maybe because It is well. I thought, Jesus, I might be a little
Hallelujah.
Tired, but I'm on here. I feel so good to be on here talking to y'all. So anyway,
Thank
anything
you,
else for the truth?
There ought to be that I be found. I'm waiting to be found. And I believe, God, that it will happen.
You are waiting to be found.
God.
We got some godly women on here waiting to be found tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Too hard for God. God is going to move on the hearts
Thank
of those that you are to be connected with. We just proclaim it, we declare it, and we decree it in Jesus' name.
And it
name.
Is
Hallelujah.
So.
It is so. Glory. You
Thank
heard
you,
Lord.
Lord.
We just talked about
in
her
Jesus.
Words traveling at the speed of sound. Hallelujah. You heard her, Lord. Ha.
Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. You Amen. Heard that with Jesus. The Lord, we just thank
yes,
you in advance.
Amen.
We thank
Hallelujah.
You in advance. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Glory to
Lord.
Your name, God.
Amen.
It is well.
Hallelujah. It is
thank
well. You. Glory be to God. Oh,
thank
my
you, Lord.
God. Thank you, Lord. All
thank
right.
You.
We'll look for the next report. Hallelujah.
And I do
Amen.
Thank you, Angela Joy, and I command the miracle to find you and perform itself in Jesus.
Jesus. Glory. Hey,
God, I said nothing less.
Amen.
Hey, God, I thank you. Is there
Amen.
Anything hard for God? Lordy, there's nothing too hard for God.
Nothing.
Receive it in
nothing.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, much.
Amen. Amen.
Have a
blessed
one.
You have a blessed one. All right. Love talking to you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. He's a good God. We are moving on. That was too far. Okay, so let's go now. I think it was on the wrong one. Patricia, still there? No, I got her off. She's off. And that was, let's go here to 51342. Are you there?
That's me, Angela Joy.
Okay, so that's you. I wrote down the wrong number. All right, Latrice.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to go to the next one, which is, I got it confused. 205531, are you there?
Yes, Julia May from Alabama.
Hi, Julia May. How are you doing?
Just fine.
Good. I am glad you are fine. So let me put you down. Julia May. In Alabama. All right. Well, thank God for Julia May calling in tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just thank you for the promises of God. I just said that, you know, to tell you, Julia May, to kind of like, you know, search the word and the promises of God that God has spoken in his word concerning some situations that you are expecting God to move in. And it's almost like, I feel like the promises of God, the word came up, and as I talk, it's like almost like God is wanting you to mirror him back to his word. So whatever it is that you are in need of God doing for you is to find the word. And God, I believe, is saying to you, to mirror him back to his word, because those are promises. And those promises are yes and amen in the Lord and in the will of God. So, Lord, we just thank you tonight that whatever Julia May is in need of, she will search the word and she will search out the promises that apply to her, and she will mirror God back to his word and let him know, I know what the word says. I followed you. Jesus, you are the word. And so I believe he will illuminate some things and show you some things in the word that he will want you to. It's almost like when you're in a class and, you know, the teacher says, oh, I know they're smart. I know, you know, they probably got this. And but I'm going to give them a test, and so that I can give them a fair rating or grade. They'll get a test. And I'm confident that they know the material. So it's not that the test is going to flunk them, but it's going to show me what they know. Ha! Oh, that I'm going to say. God says, show me what you know, Julia May. Ah, glory. My my God. Show me what you know, Julia May. Ah! Oh, Boko, say that I'm a ha. Jesus, Julia May, I don't know if you got that, but that's pretty profound, my sister.
Mm-hmm.
God is wanting you to show him what you know. Ah, my God, let me know what I say. It's like I said, a teacher said, okay, I'm going to give, you know, I know Julia May, you know, she's smart. I know that one there, she knows her stuff. But I'm just going to give her a test because I know it's not going to fail her. I know she's not going to fuck, but I just want to see what she knows. Show me what you know.
All right.
Tell me, I will bless you for sure. You know, because when you take a little test and you do real well on it, what you get? You get a good grade. You get a reward. It may be some other things attached to it as well. But they can't give it to you until you show them what you know. Ha! Ah, my God! Girl, you got me excited up in here tonight. Oh, my Lord. Jesus! Yes, Julie May, it's not to fail you. It's not to cause you to have some low score. He just want to bless you. So go ahead and show me what you know.
Yes.
So I can go ahead and give you what I got. Hallelujah. My God. Julie May, I don't know. I'm more excited about your word, I think, than you are. Oh, my Lord. Let me calm down. All right, Julie May. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Is there anything that I can pray with you about?
That's something I've been doing lately. Praying and praying his word, and like when I be listening to some inspiration on YouTube, and I was talking to the Lord today, and that's what I was praying about, the word I had heard. He says I was praying it back to him.
Oh,
oh yeah.
My God, look at Jesus.
Yep.
Girl, when I said that, I opened
word.
My mouth and I said that to you, I knew it was a word from God. I just got chills going all up and down my arm. Show me what you know, Julia May. And tell me I won't bless you. Tell me I won't do what I said in my word. Tell me I won't show up and show out. Tell me I won't manifest things that you've been. Tell me I won't show up and be God in your life to show you I am who I said I am, the I am. Tell me. Show me what you know, Julia May.
Oh, yes.
My God. Show me what you know so I can do what I can do as God, which means anything and everything is under my command and my power. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Show me what you know. My God, that's a powerful. Woo! My. Good night. Glory be to God. I like that word. I need to hear myself. Oh, my. Oh, that's so exciting. It's like you know you can't lose. He already told you.
No.
You're not going to lose. I just want to brag on you. It's almost like when the devil was, going before God and he was accusing Job.
Yeah.
And he already knew what God knew Job was going to pass the test. Go ahead and mess with him. That's all right. It's almost like God said, I already know Julie May has the word. She has some the relationship of the word. She uses the word. Just like you said, you've been studying how God's been speaking. Show me what you know now so I can go ahead and bless you. You know, it's like, because when you get the test now, the teacher can't give you the passing score and move you on up to the next level until you take the test. So they just waiting for it, especially when they know you're a good student. They just want to reward you. They want to reward you. So go ahead and show me what you know so I can reward you. Ah, glory be to God.
Thank you, Paul.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. I'm having too much fun tonight. My God.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Julie May. Is there anything else I can pray for you about? My God, that's too powerful.
Continue praying for my daughter and giving God a praise. I got to take her to the doctor Tuesday.
What's her name? Jennifer, right?
Yes. After they remove her trach and the feeding tube, after a while she just started swelling. So now she got some fluid around her heart and it's her liver enlarged. But, I know God and I already took care of her.
Another circumstance, another situation for you to let God know. I know the word. So he come on, Julia May. This is another trial. This is another test. So go ahead and show me what you know. My God. So we thank you, Lord, for Jennifer. As her mother is standing in that gap and she is believing the word of God because she knows the word of God. She knows it works. She's seen miracle upon miracle. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that she will continue to speak the word and she will continue to remind God and mirror the word back to him and stand on the word of God and receive the manifestations of what it says. So, God, this is nothing that's too hard for you. This is nothing that you've taken her and Jennifer through some situations before, and this is nothing that you can't do again. So we just give you glory and honor and praise for you working it out for your glory. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
brought her through the COVID and all that when my friend
yes.
Well, does she know how to fight? He said, yes, and I'm fighting with her. And I prayed her there. I said, well, you say you're fighting with her. I know you're still fighting with her.
Amen. Amen. Glory be
yes.
to God.
Should have been through a lot.
That's good. That's
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know that God sees you passing the test, Glory, Julie May. So you just keep on trooping. Keep on trooping. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for using you to minister to Jennifer and keep her encouraged. And Lord, because I know I gave you a word back a while back about she watches you. She watches you. And she watches your relationship with God. And she gleans from that. She may not be able to really verbalize it in a sense that, that articulated, in a certain way, but she watched, and I know I said that to you before, and I sense to tell you that again, she's watching you, and she draws from you. She draws her strength from your strength in the Lord. Hallelujah. She draws from you and from your strength in the Lord, and that's keeping her going. So as long as you can just keep on. She's drawing from you. She's drawing from you. Yes, she is. Hallelujah. So we just thank you as you continue to supply the well, the living word to her, and she will continue to drink. Hallelujah. And be filled.
Thanks.
Ha! Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
My God. All right, Julie May, we will believe, and we believe you will receive in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, God bless you. Look forward to many testimonies of what God is going to continue to do in your life in Jesus' name.
Okay. I will. Thank you.
Amen. All right. Good night. We'll talk to you later.
Good night.
All right. Bye. Amen. Amen. I'm moving fast, y'all, tonight because I'm going to try to keep moving. I got quite a few callers on. I'm going to try to get to everybody. As the system starts to try to cut us off like it won. So let's keep moving. All right, so that was 205. Let's go to 405-250. Angela Joy, who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Lucretia from Oklahoma.
How are you? Lucretia. Oh, I'm doing, well, I know you heard me on this phone.
Yes.
I'm doing good, Lucretia, and I'm out here somewhere, in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, out here somewhere with Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. My God, the journey. My God, we're out. Hey, Lucretia, this is your word, too. You out here somewhere with God. Ah, my God, you may not be able to pinpoint the exact location. Ah, my God, but the Holy Spirit has a GPS system that's located you out there somewhere with Jesus. Ah, my God, He knows the exact place. He knows the exact position. He knows everything that's in the surrounding, the surrounding area of your location in Jesus. And guess what?
Amen.
He's picking up on. Hey, Makasha, he's picking up on you, Lucretia. The Spirit of God has zeroed in on you tonight. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God has found your exact location in the name of Jesus. And he says, continue on the coordinates. I don't even know how to say the word. The coordinates or whatever. Continue on the route that you're traveling. Because up the road, there's a pinpointed, I see a dot. Oh, my God. It's like, when you're using a GPS system and you're traveling, and what you've set your destination to be. But when you reach certain things and certain
areas, it'll be like, it'll show you where you're at, like the next largest area or the next area coming up and all of that. So I see you, like, traveling. Yeah. I see the map, the GPS, and I see another area. It's not, well, because, you know, we're traveling on the location. We're traveling to heaven. That's where we're traveling. Our destination is heaven, okay?
Right.
But we just got some stops along the way. But there's a stop that's coming up that's pretty defined. I see it kind of, you know how when you see something and it's like a vibrating or radiating, like, okay, this is the next stop, this is the next stop. So I see that there's a major next stop coming up. And he just wants you to be aware that it's up there now. So you better be ready and prepared to be ready when you reach that location to do whatever's necessary to get on through there. Okay?
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but it's a big red dot. I see it right now. It's radiating. And you're traveling. And you're coming. But there's something coming up the road. I don't know if you know about it. I don't know if it's something you're expecting. I don't know if you know that it's on the map, you know, toward where you're going. But it's up there and it's radiating. But it's a major thing that's radiating, because he wouldn't be radiating it and making it large unless it wasn't significant.
Right.
So God is saying there's a significant thing up the road for you, and pay close attention to it. It's en route to where he's taking you. So I don't know what all that means. That's all I can say. I'm not going to even try to elaborate on. So anyway, Lucretia, what would you like to share with us tonight?
Well, thank you for that. I don't know. I just want some encouragement. I'm really disappointed right now, and I'm confused, to say the least. I don't want to go off into a big spiel. But, yeah, I just, you know, I've been needing answers, and then when I think I'm getting an answer about something, it just, I don't know, it just seems to fall off, or maybe it's just my thinking, like, God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do, you know, day by day, minute by minute? I mean, because I've been asking for a lot of stuff, and I just feel like I'm not getting the answers. And there's some decisions I need to make, and I don't know where to begin, and I don't want to make the wrong decision. I mean, I feel like I'm at a standstill right now. I'll just put it like that. And I need point blank answers from the Lord, because I don't want to do something on my own. I'm fearful of making the wrong decision. So, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what I'm seeing now, is the radiating dot. Maybe this is the road you're traveling on, and you already reached their place. Because, I mean, I see this giant thing, like, and you, it's like this big dot. You know, I mean, it's huge compared to the other places that you've been to on this road. I mean, it's huge. I mean, it's this big thing, and so I'm thinking you're coming there, but you may have reached there, and it's a major thing. It's just like you're on this road. Well, we're all on this road, so I can't pinpoint where you're at. I don't know where I'm at. You know, I just know I'm headed toward, you know, the Lord, you know, what he has for me. But, you know, I just see, and I guess what you're saying, too, you're at a place where you got to make some major decision. Well, this is a huge place here where you're
right.
at, you know, this dot that I'm seeing. It's just radiating. And so, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for clarity, and we thank you the directions clear to her in the name of Jesus. Because this dot is just kind of like thinking maybe it's radiating because you're there. I mean, you're at that place. So, Lord, we just thank you. We just thank you for giving her the direction and the course to travel that she needs to travel on, and giving her what she needs to move. Because this thing is huge. It's just standing there. Hallelujah. But, God, you are able. And we thank you, Lord, that she knows where her help comes from. And she knows that you have the answer. You have the instruction. You have the direction. You know how to lead. And you know how to guide. And you know how to get her unstuck. Hallelujah. And you need to,
yes,
and you need to know that, Lucretia, that God can get you back on the path. It doesn't matter how big and blaring and glaring the situation might be. Because this thing is just radiating, radiating, radiating. But God is able to move you into position on the route he's already laid out for you and get you back,
yes, thank you, Lord,
moving again in Jesus' name.
In
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. We decree and declare that she is not at a standstill. She didn't go off on,
yes,
because it's not like you just way out there somewhere. And God has pinpointed you, as I said with the other caller. He sees your exact location. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of
and
Jesus.
He wants
Hallelujah.
You to know he is watching and he sees you and he knows exactly where you are.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Don't
thank you,
feel
Lord.
Hallelujah. That he doesn't know where you're located, because he does. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
And
thank
because
you,
he knows where you are, he is able to deliver you right where you are, because you're not off in some place that he can't find you. He knows where you're at. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. I receive it.
Amen.
Amen.
Be encouraged. He's
thank
located you.
You.
What's the
thank
point
you,
of
Lord,
God locating you when he can't do nothing about it? That wouldn't even make sense.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know, like when you out
yeah.
someplace and you send an SOS, what's the point of sending an SOS if the people are not going to come and get you?
Right.
I mean, you think we just going to be out here in the middle of nowhere sending up SOSs and we saying, we need help. Hey, I'm over here. And they just go, oh, well, they over there. Let's keep on going. No, that's not the
right.
purpose of an SOS. That's not the purpose of you radiating, I need help. I need help. It's like it's radiating.
Yes.
I need you. So you think God is just going to say, well, I see you over there, but I got other things to take care of today. No, that's not. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Are you still there?
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. Lucretia, you still there? Hallelujah. Let me click back on it again.
Muted. But I receive it. Thank you so much.
I don't know
if you can hear me or not.
Lucretia, can you hear me?
Off, but I praise God for it. I receive that word.
I'm going to click back on it. Lucretia. Well, I see her there. I just can't hear her. Amen. Amen. Well, I just pray she received that word. I pray you receive the word, Lucretia, and that you know that God is there to assist and to get you the help you need and to be your help in time of trouble. Amen? Amen. I think her call dropped, but I think she got the gist of what God is saying to her tonight. Amen? You know, God is speaking. He is speaking, and I am so happy that he is, you know, I'm so happy he's God. Glory, and that I know him, that I have a relationship with him. I mean, it's like, hey, I know God. You know, hey, you don't know God. Yes, I do. I don't know everything about him as far as, you know, his ways and his manners, but he and I, we are friends. We have a relationship. Hallelujah, and that is so important. Hallelujah. Going here to 803-991, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello, can you hear me, 803?
Hi, Angela Joy. This is Angela, South Carolina.
Hello, Angela from South Carolina. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Glory.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Oh, my God. Ooh, I guess I've been off here so long I got a little nutty. I haven't been on in a while. I mean, Randy had been trying to get me back on 2 or 3 times. I was working or something come up, but, hey, I said, you know, tonight I had family over. They were over all day, and we just had food and fun and fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
The enemy was like, excuse me, you're going to be too tired. You're not. I was like, no, devil, I'm going to do the show tonight. So in spite of you trying to discourage me, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And I had something come across. Gosh, how did I lose it that quick? Something I was really wanting to say to you. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Thank you for bringing it back to my memory. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for Angela. Lord, we just thank you for Angela. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you for the provisions. We thank you for the provision and for always providing. Always providing. Hallelujah. Even when it looks like it's limited resources. But God, you always provide. And as long as she continues to look to you, you will always provide in the name of Jesus. Provide spiritually. Provide emotionally. Provide physically. Lord, every area of her life, you are Jehovah Jireh. You provide. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you tonight as Angela focus in on Jireh. Oh, Moko Sererabaha. Jireh, the God of provision. And it's not necessarily, Angela, that you really in any major lack. But I just believe that God wants to bring that word to you tonight as Jireh. To let you know, in spite of what anything looks like at any season of your life, he is Jireh to you. Why? Because he loves you in relationship. He wants you to know how important you are to him in relationship of the area and the realm of provision. Provision. That's the word, provision. You don't have to be out, you know, starving and half naked to just realize, I need Jireh. No, you can be in abundance and know you need Jireh. God always wants us to know, regardless of situations or circumstances, whether they look negative or positive, he is Jireh.
Amen.
So, Lord, I thank that. Thank you for that. I release that word over her. Provision in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it. We give you the glory for it. And we honor you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Angela, Lord.
Woo!
Thank you.
Say that about. Say that about. Say that about. Man, and I can't say that about. Say that about. Hey, hey, my God, we bless your name. Ha! Hey, I see a river brook. I see a river brook, and I see water. But I see water. So I'm gonna say research water. I'm not going to even look. I feel like the Lord says research what I have to say about you and water, water in your life, water being near to you, water being accessible to you, water being flowing, that's flowing near you. And God says, I want to speak to you personally, Angela, about it. I want to speak to you in the quiet, in the secret places of your heart about it. Personally want to talk to you about it, Angela. That I am Jireh. Me que se de la ba. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I see this beautiful calm water, refreshing clear, you know, flawless, flowing, just kind of there, little ripples, you know. God says, I want to speak to you about that in your life. Do it. Do the research. Hallelujah.
Amen. I will.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jesus. Hallelujah. Anything in particular, Angela, you need prayer about?
I felt the fire on that. Thank you so much, Angela.
I felt it. Hey, I felt it myself.
Fire.
Because I was, the enemy tried to kind of steal it. Oh, no, no, no. We can't get it. No, we can't have this. This belongs to Angela. Hallelujah. In South Carolina. It'll go, hey, I'll take some of that over here in Georgia, too.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to Jesus. I'll take some of that over here in Southeast Georgia. Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
Amen.
Glory be to God. I was just looking at my son. He's so deep into, oh, my gosh. He's so deep into, like, history and the South and Black history and this and that. And so he, every time he comes to my house, he shows me some documentary on history or something. So we were looking at, so of course, it was something on Gullah, you know, he wanted me to see yesterday. So we watched this, so I've been always wanting to go over when the Gullah Festival is going on. What time of year is that? Are you in that part of South Carolina?
Is that in Charleston?
Yeah, it's on the island out from Charleston.
Yeah, I've been to Golden's Island before. Yeah, that's in Charleston. I thought when you said it, because it's been years ago with my family and I went to Guggins Island. We did like a tour thing. But yeah, that's in Charleston.
Yeah, so he's really into all kind of stuff like that. So I don't know how that, I just felt led to say something about it. I've always wanted to come over there. And, I have a friend who, she was born and raised on one of the islands out from South Carolina. And, and I have family in Charleston. But so he always likes wants me to, you know, just know my history about the Carolinas and Southeast Georgia. He always
right.
So anyway,
that's awesome.
So I proclaim and declare I'm receiving something over here in Southeast Georgia. Like she is, Angela is over in Carolina, in the Carolinas.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. 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 So my sister, you be blessed and. I'm so glad I had the opportunity to pray for you because, girl, you started some kind of fire up in here tonight.
That's you know, the prayer, I mean, that's just right on time because where I work, the resource, cause I'm in the car business and the sales of cars right now, I'm sure you heard, but it's rough. It's drying up somewhat, but like you were speaking, you know, warm. And we are, so what we're doing now, I'm sorry.
I'm listening.
Oh, I thought you were saying something. Yeah, so what we're doing now, we sell more than we rent, but however, this month, the sales have exceeded, because I'm a rental manager. And I've done more sales and rentals than we've sold cars because our primary business is selling cars, but the fleet is like, it's drying up, so to speak. We probably got like maybe 12 cars. And you said about provision, because had it not been for the rentals, we would be up the creek. But thank God
up for
the rental department. My head is
And what about the water? The water up the creek. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And then we were talking about, and then when you think about the, when you said about drying up, I thought about, you know, the prophet Elijah when I guess he was sitting by the side of the water brook and it dried up. And but God, oh my God, God. Still sent provision. He sent a raven in. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
At the dried up water brook and fed the man of God. Ha! Oh, that I'm going to say that about her.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes. You just keeping us alive, I'm telling you.
Jesus. Yeah. So he's like showing you. That's why he said you do your own personal research of that water. Huh? So it means that it don't matter what it looks like. It might be drying up somewhere over there on the other side of the business, but it ain't drying up over here where Angela is. Hallelujah. And he is your provision. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. My, oh, Jesus.
Yes.
I'm blown away right now.
Yeah, that's why I felt the fire on that. I'm like, wow, that is. God, because this is our highest month. This is the highest I've done in rentals for the month of July, going into July. So again, but yeah, because had it not been for the rentals, oh God, Lord have mercy, I don't know where we would have been. I mean, because it's like I said, it's hard for the owner. He goes to Atlanta where he buys the car that we sell, and the auction down there in Atlanta, they're not getting cars. They're not, and if they're getting them, they're overpriced. It's like, you could get a car that's worth $5,000, where they want it for like $10,000 or $15,000, a $5,000 car. So that's what the market is right now.
What?
But yeah, because of the chip that they can't, they're slowly trying to bring it back. Yeah, for the new car and stuff. So they're thinking around September, maybe October. But right now, used car. I mean, I've driven through town, looked at some of the other car lots, and they're drying up also. But we do pretty good, even though it's a small family business. But yeah, we're very low on inventory right now. But thank God, like I said, we had a rental department, and which is what I run, and it's doing really good. Thank God.
God, in the midst of a famine, still got a full water brook just flowing with water.
Amen. Amen. That's
God.
Thank
I'm telling you, He's your provider. He is your Jireh. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He is your Jireh. Wow. Is there anything else you want prayer for?
You pray for my older brother. His name is David.
Okay.
My older brother.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we just lift David up before you tonight, God, and we just Jesus. We just ask that you just saturate him. You just saturate his mind. You just saturate his being. You just saturate him in every aspect of his life, in his mind, particularly, God, in his mind, the way he sees things, the way he thinks, Lord. Just illuminate some things to him and give him an understanding quickly. I hear the word quickly. So, Lord, we just thank you for David, and we thank you for Angela's prayers for him, how she's prayed and believed for God to do things in his life. So, Lord, we give you the glory, and we lift him up tonight knowing that we can trust you. We can trust David with you, God, because you're that kind of God. You can do anything. You can do anything. You know, it's not like we just lifting up David to prayer to anybody who can't do nothing, but we're lifting up David to a God who can do anything. Hallelujah. Nothing's too hard for him. And we thank you for it. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right.
Thank you.
Are definitely set, my sister.
Thank you.
Keep on looking to Jireh. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. I will. Thank you so much. You be blessed.
All right, you're welcome.
You.
Be blessed. Yes, we'll talk to you again soon. God bless.
Yes.
All right, bye. All right, moving on down. 202-722. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hey, Angela Joy, it's Nicole, and I am from Washington, D.C.
Hello, Nicole from Washington, D.C. How are you tonight?
I am doing okay. I am well.
Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You are doing well. Hallelujah.
It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. I want you to get that down in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nicole, it is well. Oh, yes, it is, Lord. It is well. Oh, it's well. It is well. It is well with my soul. And Nicole knows. Ah, hallelujah. Nicole knows that God is the one who will keep it well. Because she knows what it's like to be it with and without. She knows what it's like to be on the mountaintop, but she also knows what it's like to be in the valley. And she's going to sing in spite of, it is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. So, Nicole, you are a precious. You are a precious, precious, precious one in the hands and in the heart of God. He loves you. He loves you with a love that is so profound, Nicole. It's so profound. He loves you. And he wants you to know that in a way that far exceeds anything you've ever known before, because God is about to do some stuff, and he wants you to know it's because of the love of God for you. He loves all of us, but sometimes he reaches down to us in a special way when he sees us in a special situation or circumstance, or just a desire to know him better. He will pour it out on us, and he's pouring it out on you, and he wants you to know he loves you tonight. And he is very pleased with the things that you've had your hands on as a steward of God, and you've used it for the glory of God. And he wants you to know it is well. And it will stay well, Nicole, as long as you stay in that position with God. It'll be, it is well. It'll be well with your soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. Jesus. 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 Whew. All right, Nicole, what's up?
I receive it. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Whew.
Glory. Is there anything in particular you need or want prayer for?
Yes, I need prayer for wisdom as I navigate the transition to my next full-time job. It's looking like I might be offered two teaching jobs. Like one is permanent and one is like a 1 year only.
Mm-hmm.
And I need wisdom about overworking. Like, I have worked two full-time teaching jobs before at the same time. It's possible, like, scheduling-wise, but I want to make sure that I don't overwork physically. at the same time, if God is leading me to do that, then that's what I want to do. So I need prayer about that.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Are there some things on the back burner that God has asked you to do or wants you to do or you know God is telling you to do? Or is there anything going on in that area?
Yes, I believe God is saying, I started Bible college this summer,
mm-hmm.
and I'm doing studies on that. I'm also preparing to spend more time on teaching on the things of God rather than I want to answer your specific question. The benefit, the answer is yes. And I feel like the Lord has shown me this summer things to do with his work and how he wants me to focus on learning how to teach about what's on his mind. And so right now I'm working on that, and I have time to do it because I'm not bogged down with like
mm-hmm.
too many jobs or too much work.
Mm-hmm. So God wanted me to ask you that because he wants you to put that in retrospect with what you just said and what you're asking. And so he will give you an answer based on, and I just felt led to ask you that because I don't know anything about what, excuse me, that God has spoken to you to do, you know. And so, but I felt that he wanted me to ask you that, and he's wanting you to say, you know, basically put that, you know, have that perspective of what he's told you to do along with what you're asking him about. And he will direct you to do what would be convenient and would bless him and you at the same time.
Amen. I get it.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Because I didn't know anything about what you were doing or, you know. But he said, ask. I felt the Spirit of the Lord. Ask her what I've told her to do or ask her to do. And then for you to put that in relation to what you are talking about and, you know, your answer, that's your answer. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And when you look at it, I was thinking about that. It is well with my soul. What is our soul? Our soul is our suitcase, our emotion, our will, you know, that type of thing, you know. So those are tied into, like, how we make decisions about things, you know, sometimes in the soulish realm.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of bothers our, you know, our soul, our emotion, like, you know. So God's letting you know it is well with your soul because you're going to move into the realm of the spirit, and the soul can't help but be well when you're walking in the spirit of God. It can't help but line up when the Spirit is leading.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. That's just, Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know what I'm saying. It's just coming out my mouth. God, I thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, Nicole, so what's your take on that? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like your question and what the Lord revealed with that, that's clear. Like, I feel like, okay, I know what I need to do.
Okay. Well, praise. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. And he loves you. He know that's what he wants you to understand. I won't lead you wrong because I love you. I will always direct you. I will always give you, you know, what's good for you. I tell you, God is amazing.
Whew, that was awesome. I'm just being so blessed tonight.
Amen.
I'm just being so blessed. Amen. Woo. All right, Nicole, is there anything else you want me to pray for, or is that it?
Yes, so I hadn't seen my friend Sam in a couple months, and then I saw him 2 days ago, and I just like prayer for that, prayer about that relationship and how the Lord would lead me to proceed or not proceed. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Kind of know what you're talking about. Kind of been there myself. Kind of. Glory. I could interject the name there right about now. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh my God. My God. We just lift up the situation concerning Sam tonight. And God, you know Sam's heart. You know what you're speaking to him. I just see, as I said, his name, I just saw a question mark. You know, have you ever seen those little cartoons? You know, you read cartoons and they have the little blurbs and the little circles. You know, like Charlie Brown and, you know, they're talking and they got the little questions and the little. So I seen like it was a cartoon situation, but, you know, and, you know, drawn out. And there's just questions all in little circles around, like, what is it? So he's questioning some things. I don't know. I just sense that there's some questions going on in his mind, and there's time that's needed for him to get an answer to some questions. So that's all I mean. So we just pray for Sam. We pray that he gets clarity. We pray that he gets understanding and direction. And most of all, we pray peace. We just pray peace. We pray peace. Peace. My God. Peace. In the name of Jesus. For Sam tonight. And we just give you the glory. And we pray peace for Nicole. And for her to relax and rest in God. And an assurance that knows that he will just lead and guide her because he loves her. And he will never lead her wrong. When she's in tune to the Spirit and walking after the things of God. And so we just leave this at the feet of Jesus tonight. And, Lord, we lay Sam at the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And I have a praise report.
Okay.
You prayed for my mom a couple of weeks ago. And one of the things that you prayed for her for was sleep. And do you know that my mom slept throughout the night? Like she, and it was amazing. Like my mom, I do not remember the last time that she slept without waking up or having some kind of sleep issue. And you pray for her, and the Lord said she was going to have good sleep, and she did. Praise God. It's amazing. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, I kind of remember that. Was some kind of behavior tied to that?
Yes, my mom's struggling. She's been attacked by hoarding and kind of struggling with that and
Well, we just thank God for what he's done.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
And that's a big deal because when she gets enough sleep, then her emotions can begin to line up with the word more easily.
Yes, yes, definitely. You know, sleep is so important. And, you know, I personally, you know, experience sometimes where I'm not able to sleep. And it's amazing because I just have so much going on. And I tend to overthink sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I take it to bed with me because I don't go to bed until usually 2 or 3 in the morning because of the job that I do. And so it's important for me to get sleep. And then I have situations sometimes my sleep is disturbed by people. And so I just know how bad it feels when I don't get a good night's sleep, you know. It's just so important how sleep is, it affects us, and the enemy knows that. But we just give God the glory that he, my heart goes out to her because I know what it's like not to have, you know, the ability to sleep. I know what it feels like. And it just really, it throws you off. So praise God.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes, that is so awesome. Hallelujah. We just continue to pray for her. What's your mom's name?
Her name is Alice.
Yes, Alice. Well, praise God. We just thank you for Alice, Lord. We thank you for rectifying that situation and giving her sweet sleep. Hallelujah. We thank you for it and for her having Nicole. Hallelujah. We thank you. Nicole, I just could go on because I just feel like this love of God thing, this love of God, is because God is using you to just, I don't know, you have an effect on people. And that God, he wants, well, it's pretty much like God wants to use you in different areas and aspects to affect people's lives. And, you know, I can't even explain why I just feel like he just wants to connect you with so many people and so many lives because there's something in you that, you know, just does something, you know, makes some sort of connection with the spirit realm with and for them that God is so wanting you to always have access to be able to do. So, I don't know, I just feel that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. All right. Well, that's awesome. Anything else, my dear?
There is one more thing.
Okay.
So, dance. And years ago, I used to be like a hobbyist dancer. And one of the areas of dance that I got to focus on was West African dance, which I love. Part of the challenge, though, associated with it is that I don't know the origin of all the dances and what the worship, you know, dance can be a form of worship, so I felt led to stop doing African dance like sometime last year. And it's very hard because I grew up in that community and I love lots of the people and some of them love me. And so now they're coming for me. Like, where are you? What are you? And, you know, I never want people to feel like I'm rejecting them or that I don't love them or care about them. At the same time, now that I'm aware of some of the issues in terms of how some of those dances and the songs may be associated with worshiping other gods, I can't do it. And so I need prayer for wisdom and
for the Lord to help me to maintain my boundaries and to just help me.
Oh, I understand.
To,
sure.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I feel you. I know. I have a lot of my son. I talked about him on the other call. He's deep into what you're talking about, very much so, to the point, you know, the history and all this stuff with stuff that, you know, I know where you're coming from. So, you know, I've had to set boundaries, you know. And
yes.
With, you know, and so, like, he'll talk to me about certain things, and it's been hard because, excuse me, it's almost like, you know, he makes it sound like I'm rejecting my heritage.
Right. They don't. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They don't understand. And so
that's right.
And I didn't raise him like this. So it's like when he went away to college, you know, and being in a lot of historical psychologists, you know, he, you know, I don't know. So. But anyway, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I deal with it all the time. And I deal with it. You know, I deal with it a lot.
I'm so happy to get. Yes, I'm so happy to get to connect to you about this because, I grew up in part of my growing up was like in this kind of community. Not all of my growing up, a part of it. And when I got saved, I had to walk away from a lot of people and people I've known like since I was four. Mm-hmm. People that I love and I care about, but they are in traditional religions, worshiping false gods, and you know, good people who are deceived into ancestor worship, and just that is, you know, and I can't. So I'm just saying, I'm glad to connect with you about it because there are a lot of Christians that I know, they're very blessed, which is awesome, but they just kind of grew up around other Christian people. So they can't really understand. When I try to talk to them about this, they can't understand that those people, for them, I'm lost. For them, they're doing, they're praying to their false gods that I'll come home.
Nope.
Like they might be doing. They might be doing animal sacrifices. I don't know what all they're doing, but you know that's. But for them, it's not witchcraft. For them, it's African culture, it's traditional culture, it's their heritage, it's what they believe. They believe in it.
Right.
Honestly believe in it. It's not, and they don't even see it as witchcraft or Satan worship. That's to them, it's them being. I don't need to go into all that, but.
Well,
they're just
I understand.
In deception.
I totally understand. And I live, I have friends who live, well, I lived in Alexandria for a little bit. And I have friends who, you know, they moved from Florida to D.C. area, and that's where they are right now. They've been there 40, 50 years. But, you know, and I know it's very strong in that area. It's very, very, very strong. And so I walk in, you know, so I live in an area where certain things, to a certain extent, are not that, you know, it's not that much, but it is here still. But I know exactly what you're talking about. That's what I deal with my son. You know, he knows how I feel. I'm very verbal. I talk about my Jesus and God, and he's like, he'll bring stuff and say, well, see, there's nothing wrong with this, blah, 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 now, you know. So we have a little conflict there, but I pray for him. But what
Amen.
Is it like the Lord is saying, you know,
once, Nicole, you really, and I believe you do have it, it's not that you don't, you have identity with Christ, but walk comfortably in your identity with Christ, to the point where I sense that the only person that ever says anything to me about that type of stuff kind of is him, because like I said, he was in that for so many years. He went to medical school, 10 years, Black historic colleges, a lot of that stuff. So, you know, that's his life. So now he's coming back to try to, like, tell me some things. I'm like, I don't think so. But I know exactly what you're saying. But my thing is, and I know you have an identity with Christ, continue to walk in a confidence in the word of truth. And I tell you one thing, when you do it, you will begin to repel some of that. They won't even come after you.
And I think the issue is people, like the Lord began to show me that I was having bad dreams about African dance, and I was trying to understand, why do I keep having these negative dreams and so many around African dance? And long story short, I think it's because I had certain African prints in my home, like African cloth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which ones, but as I did research on them, and I already knew that certain symbols mean certain things. Like, of course, like Adinkra symbols have meanings. Right, like
mm-hmm.
Sankofa symbol, go back and fetch it. All the Adinkra symbols have meanings. But some of those symbols, not just with Adinkra symbols, but in the cloth, some of those symbols are worshiping other gods.
Mm-hmm.
And that I hadn't thought about. So I don't know, like, I don't know what it was, but once I made that connection, I was like, I have to throw out all these things because this is giving the enemy access to me in my home.
Right.
And once I did that, I stopped having those dreams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I think going back to the dance, I love African dance. So it's no issue, like but I don't know which of those dances are around worshiping
right.
Other gods. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so because I don't have that information, and also because a significant percentage of people who are in that are doing ancestor worship, I think it's just not a good environment for me. Now, when my husband was here, maybe it could have been different. I'm not sure. We could have still been having this conversation. So I'm not
right.
sure about that. But so it's a struggle because I miss dance and I want to do dance, but it's like I don't want to do anything that is unbecoming. Like
right.
I don't want to unknowingly be doing a dance that's doing ancestor worship or worshiping some other gods, and I didn't realize it. Like, I thought we were just dancing and having fun, but actually we were doing a worship or some kind of ritual, but I wasn't aware of it. Now, there are some dances that I know are specifically spiritual dances, and I wouldn't do those. But
right.
I think that there are other dances that I don't know which are ancestor worship dances or ritualistic dances around worship.
Right. Well, you know, I'm just going to pray for peace for you, because I believe as you just begin to walk in more peace concerning following the path that God has planned for you, that, you know, I believe that you're going to walk, it's going to be almost like a repellent against any thing that the enemy would try to bring into your life that is not of God. And so I just thank you, Lord, for peace for Nicole, and thanking you, Lord, in advance that you will wrap her in peace to the point where you're like wrapped up, where when the enemy sees you wrapped up in God's peace and his assurance of who you are in Him, that the enemy said, "Well, I don't think I want to mess with her." You know, she's too wrapped. She's too wrapped up in Jesus. I'd be wasting too much time trying to get to her. So let me just move on down the road. So Lord, I just thank you for you wrapping her, because that's what I feel like happened to me, Nicole. And the phone's probably going to disconnect probably soon because it's telling me I've got to get off. But just that I've wrapped myself in such a place with God that it's almost like I don't think I even want to be bothered with trying to bother her, because she's too wrapped up in Jesus, and I'd be wasting time. I think I'll go on down the road and bother with Joe, because he looks like he's a little bit more open to what I might have to say. Hallelujah. And Nicole, geez, I'm not wasting no time on her. She's too wrapped up and tied up in Jesus for me to try to bring somebody else into the picture. So, Lord, we just thank you for peace. And, Lord, for her to walk in an assurance that she's on the path that God has planned and laid out for her. And, Lord, we just give you glory and honor. And as she does that, there won't even be anything coming at her to try to lead her in any other direction except for the one that you've already pointed her into and the path that you've already laid out for her. And so, Lord, we thank you for that. And we give you glory as she walks in peace in this, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Amen. I just believe that you know, that happens to me. You know, I feel like people say, who does she think she is? She doesn't come over here and get involved with this and that. I don't have time for this and that. I'm too busy listening to what the Lord's trying to tell me about where he wants to take me. I don't have time to be caught up in your tradition and your this and that and blase, blase. Those things are temporal, and they will pass away. I'm looking to those things which are eternal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't have time to be playing games down here to try to get someone's attention. So I'm here to be about Jesus' business. So
amen. That's right.
Amen. Walk in it, sister, and the enemy will say, I ain't got time to be bothering with Nicole. She's too much. Hey, Nicole, you're too much work. I'm wasting time. That's too much work. Let me get over here and somebody who's easy. I can kind of just lead them over there. But no, Nicole's too much work. I don't have time to be bothered with that. But anyway. I hope
amen. Yes, it does, because it number one, the fact that you know what I'm talking about is helping me, and then number two, the assurance that resist the enemy and he will flee from you.
He will flee.
And
yes.
So you're telling me that, so I receive it, and you're right. Like I'm not. The enemy knows. Like I. Jesus is it. That's it.
I'm so glad you used that scripture about submitting, resisting, because the first part of it is submitting. You have submitted your life to Christ.
That's right.
You have submitted. So when you submit, that gives you the power to resist. You couldn't have the power to resist until you submit. That's why some people never get to the resisting part, because they never first did the submitting part. And they're forever struggling because they didn't submit. You can't get it done until you do the first part of the equation first. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My God. So, yeah, you did it in order. You have the power to resist. Why? Because the power is not in you. It's in Christ Jesus. But because you submitted to him, it's not your will, but let his will be done.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. And what is his will? It's to please the Father. And anything that comes alongside that doesn't please it, it doesn't have any business being up in my life.
Amen.
Amen, amen. All right, girl, I hope we covered basics tonight.
This has been awesome. Thank you. Praise God.
Oh, you're so welcome. Amen. Well, I think this line's getting ready to shut down, so I'm going to have to call it a night. And I am so sorry I wasn't able to get to any of the rest of y'all, but I know the line gave me that 90-second, 60-second, whatever, so it's going to close out. But thank you, Nicole, for calling in, and thank you all for listening and being a part of what God is doing in the earth through Prophetic Grace Network, and we'll talk to you next time. God bless you. I love you. Angela Joy.